If we're being real with ourselves, we have all contemplated breaking no contact, texting our ex, calling our ex, pulling up on our ex. But there becomes a point when you get tired of being tired. Hello, welcome to the Thought Daughter Pod. This is Simone Watkins. I'm excited to have you here. This is a completely different environment than you will probably be seeing me for the rest of the season. Our first interaction, I wanted to pull some tricks out for you. I wanted to create a vibe, an ambiance for you. So yeah, I'm Simone. Welcome to the Thought Daughter Pod. I'm so excited to have you here. For those of you who don't know me, I'm 23. And 23 is such a fun age. 23 is when you get tired of YOLO, at least for me. It's like, maybe I need to get serious about life and grow up. But also, never lose this childlike wonder and this thirst for life I have. Never will lose that. Please. Don't ever lose that, Simone. 23 has been an interesting age for me, and it's been fun. As I'm being reflective, I realize the birth of the Thought Daughter Pod. For those of us who aren't chronically online, the Thought Daughter, T-H-O-U-G-H-T, daughter, is our sister who's always in her head, overthinking, emotional, inquisitive, curious. I think being curious and in your head can be a good thing, but too much of anything becomes a bad thing. Desire to know and learn, know every single thing, but also understanding you have to live. So thus the Thought Daughter Podcast was created. I needed a safe place. I wanted to get outside of my comfort zone and share that with you all and be transparent. I hope this becomes a safe place for you. I hope you listen to me, feel seen, and we learn and figure this stuff out together. I always want to wait till my life is perfect to talk, but my life is not perfect and I'm figuring it out. I'm figuring it out and I'm doing better day by day. New mercies are granted. Instead of waiting till I get to this perfect place of, oh, I have it figured out, I'd rather show my journey, because I think enlightenment, anything, it's a journey. The Alchemist is one of my favorite books. You will always, The Alchemist, The Power of Now, and the Bible, right? Obviously, the Bible's first. Those are the three books I swear by. In reading The Alchemist, you realize the prize is always the journey. The Bible, the journey. Even The Power of Now, the journey is always the most important thing. Listen to this when you want to text your ex. A few months back, your girl went through a breakup. Breakups are hard for me. I'm a serial relationship person, I'm always get back with my ex kind of person. I was that person. But cycles end, and this is the ending of a cycle for me. I'm very happy about that. I'm not someone, it's hard for me to stay mad at people. And I'm not mad. I'm not bitter about any of my past situations. I realized they needed to end and they did end. I had to accept that. And I had to accept the fact of where I am and where these people are and just knowing, okay, it's time to move forward. I know this is a very popular thing for our generation. We can't leave our exes alone. Relationships are beautiful. Although we would love for every single one of them to end up together forever and ever and ever, you also have to know when to let people go. Both parties deserve to move on with your life and experience something new and experience something closer, if not the final, like, person for them. So, in honor of letting go of our exes, if we don't do nothing else, can we please not go into this new year still doing the same old, same old? Anywho, I created this voice memo. Voice memos are how I've been communicating with myself since. My first voice memo was 19, crying about a boy and my 20s and how I wanted them to be perfect. And it's so funny, I would give her a hug. I would not say nothing to her, but just give her a hug, because baby, it's gonna get worse, but it's also gonna get better. And I know that's like still to come. Like, the 28 year old version of me is gonna be like, you ain't know nothing. The 38, the 48, you get it. But sorry if you catch up on some wind. Clearly I'm outside. For those who are only listening, I am outside. I've been talking to myself through voice memos. That's how I process things, get things out, talking it out. I wanted to create a podcast where I shared that with you all. I thought it would be funny for my first episode to share a voice memo. that I created for myself. I can't remember at the time if I knew I was going to, if this was going to be the first episode. It's real. And it's how I felt then and how I still feel now. As I'm maturing, there's a process, right? A lot of the things I realized at that time, I didn't apply. And now I'm in that application period. As I continue to grow, I know the realization application time is going to decrease significantly. It's not going to take months. But for every single thing, some things it might. I give myself grace and I'm patient with myself. But, you know, the optimal thing is for it to not take so long to realize things. This is titled, Listen to This When You're Going to Text Your Ex. But it's also about moving forward with your life. And just being where you are and finding wholeness and stillness in that. Let's listen to this voice memo. I'll be back to update y'all on life since I created that voice memo.
All right. I'm in a car. Let's see if it'll still stay on. Okay, yeah. Literally, y'all, today was killing me. Today was the day I was spent twofold. It's because... I was finna fall. I was spent to fall and text that man. Cause I was missing him. I was missing him. And real one. Don't check that Instagram, girl. That's real one. That's law. Don't be on that Instagram lurking. Rule two. We don't even really be missing our exes for real. Hear me out. I think when I look back, I miss spin the block. Miss. Yeah, I'm coming for that. Like, that's me. That'll always forever be me. So I can say this. Because I've done that, because I've spent every block that could be spunt. Really, except for this last one. Proud of me. But because I've done that so much, you pick up on a thing or two. The first thing you pick up after you get tired of doing the same thing over and over again for years and years and years, is these people that you're spending the block on, for the most part, really don't, or how you feel about them really don't be changing. I will always spend the block in hopes, like, now they get it. Now they're changed. Now they're different in some way because I romanticize these people. No one could live up to this romanticized version of them I've created them to be, or where they're 100% always their full potential, where none of their red flags are ever present. People grow and people change, yes, and this is not a knock at anybody I've ever dated. For the most part, I don't really know you. Wait, let me not lie. But this is not a knock. It's not a knock. But it's just, you romanticize the good things that you remember. You romanticize the parts that you truly liked about them. And you just completely leave out the rest. Like, I will sit up and romanticize someone. And it's like, girl, you was miserable. You were anxious every day. You were in fight or flight constantly. Like, what? Because y'all did this and that. Or y'all knocked off some firsts together. Like, he was the first person you did this with. The first person you did that with. Whatever. Now it's like, oh my God. No. When we're young and we date people, a lot of these people are going to be the first for things. There's going to be the first person we ever take a trip with. The first person we ever meet, go take a family trip with. Shoot, I've done that too. First person, done a lot of things. But everybody I've ever dated, for the most part, I've never left the country with nobody yet. So, saving that for my last. But for the most part, everybody that you date, you do first with. So, one, don't let that keep you where you're not supposed to be. Thinking, oh, what could have been, what should have been. No, because it was. Okay, baby. Like, The Alchemist said it best. It was written. Mahaktub, I think is how you say that. Mahaktub. It was written. These people, and I hope, you know, they're all doing well. I actually hold no hatred in my heart towards my exes. So this also isn't coming from a bitter place. This is coming from just a matter-of-fact place. If I was supposed to be with any of them, I would have been. Every time I spent the block, there's always that moment where I'm like, oh, I forgot why I broke up with you. Like clockwork. And today, Today was one of them days. I was forgetting. I forgot. Shoot, not even forgetting. I forgot why I broke up. I'm seeing this person. I'm missing them. And I'm like, blah, blah, blah. And then I realized, this might be exposing myself, but not too long ago from now, I had doubled back on someone, or was trying to, and I got denied. And then I was on the phone with them, and I realized I don't even really, I like this person as a human being, but I really don't like this person no more, right? And I was like, oh, I'm glad you denied me, because, girl, what? Like, you don't even really like this person. I'm just me trying to just say this person because I don't want people to try to guess. But so then when I'm thinking about, you know, this other person, I remember the fact that as soon as I kind of tried to find out, you know, and they say the more you F around, like, if you F around, you're finna find out. So before I F'd around, I already knew what I was going to find. This person was not going to be this romanticized version of them I created. All these experiences are just that, experiences that I had in the past. Like, that thing is dead, honestly. And rightfully so. Like, I think me and this person both have so much life to experience out of each other. I don't really think we were compatible all the way. Like, maybe you would have thought so, but in actuality, we weren't. But... No, I'm just gonna black. Don't ever spend the black. It's never. Anyways, it's never gonna be what you pre-thought it to be. And this is kind of going back to why it's just so important to live in the present, because we create, we be masterminds creating schemes. We be thinking we're God, truth be told. We be thinking we're God. Oh, I could do this. I could do this if I could turn back the time. That doesn't exist. And the past is not real. The past is not real. Hear me out. Hear me out. Hear me out. Hear me out. It's not taking away the fact I had experiences with this person. I did this and that with this person. But half the time, your past is things like you romanticized your past. Or you fuzz over some things. I know I do, at least. I'll be fuzzing over some things because in my life is a movie. My one life is the movie. So whenever anything bad happens to me, it's always bad and then triumph. It's never just a bad thing. Or I'd be forgetting the bad things. I'd be forgetting how miserable I was in places because on the outside it looked a certain way, but inside of myself it did not feel good. Come on. I know somebody felt that. But No longer for real. The past is just that, the past. I don't think it was ever meant for us to dwell in that long. Kind of circling back to that point I made about what would keep me sometimes is the fact that I'm doing things I've never done before with these people. And that's a dope experience, doing something you love with someone you love for the first time, or doing something new with someone you love for the first time. Really cool experience. Regardless, it was just that. An experience. And so when you start wanting to look back, you just got to look at it like, okay, let's say I'm trying to think of an experience I've done with someone. A trip. That trip was hell on wheels. But the place I went to, oh, I loved. So now when I'm thinking about like, oh, what do I want to do, or what's something I want to try again with someone, I'm not going to romanticize, or it's not like I'm going to look back and act like, oh, I never want to go to this place again, this person ruined this for me. No, that's, but I am going to be like, ooh, I should go here. I really like this place. And just look at it as that. Like, sometimes you just got to treat your past like data points. Like, 22, did this with this person, went here, felt blah, blah, blah. All right. Instead of being so emotionally attached to everything you've ever experienced in your life, just take the good and leave the rest. Okay, this experience, not all of it was what it was all caked up to be, but I did this, this, that, and the third, and I really like that. Okay, bet. So now I'm going to go experience this, that, and the third with either myself or my friends or someone new. And it's just going to be that. Like, it's also one of my affirmations to myself is I serve a God of love, so I operate in love. And it was a direct, it's supposed to offset this belief that I'm lacking something, because sometimes I be feeling like I be lacking, and it's like you have to remind yourself, oh baby, I live in abundance, I serve a God of abundance, I don't lack for nothing. So I be having to remember, God got me, God knows my heart, God knows my deepest and every desire, I'm good baby, I'm gonna have somebody that's, I'm gonna be able to do this, this, and that, and the third with, that's not a problem, that's going to come, because I know my God, I know my God, that's going to come. So once you just start realizing you're not in lack. These people are romanticized versions of themselves. They're the movie character versions of themselves that they can't even live up to. And it's unfair to even hold them to that expectation, because no one can live up to the romanticized version of themselves. Not even the ones we create for ourselves. Hello, you just gotta be you. And be taking people for just what they were, and take experiences for just what they are. And when it's done, it's done. Like, I was realizing, because I'm the one, well, I don't know. It was kind of like a mix of who kind of initiated, cut it off. But I'm pretty sure if I would have tried harder, you know, that relationship would still be, like, I'm the one that pretty much initiated that ending. Long story short. And that's the thing I have to remind myself. I wanted this to end. I was so miserable. I got out of that situation and literally felt like a second wind on life again. You're 23. You're too young to be feeling like, oh, I'm in my second wind of life. Boo-boo. What? What? Yeah, no. You just gotta dead it. There really be no tea, no shade. I'm not better than anybody I've ever dated. And they ain't better than me. But some experiences you are better than. And that's just that on that. But yeah. Listen to this when you want to text your ex or spend a block. Spend a block on some O's. Don't do that, mama.
I hope y'all has takeaways from that. Like I said, that was from a few months ago. As I reflect on where I am now and being honest with that, like truthfully being honest with where I'm at now, I'm doing a lot better. I'm doing a lot better. I still have times, I don't know if this sounds bad, but it's real. There are times when I miss every one of my exes. Shoot me. Okay. I miss them all because I loved them all. And I love them all for different reasons. It's like a fleeting, like, do something or I'll think of something that reminds me of them. I'm like, kind of miss them. And then I just keep going on with life. And I, to a certain extent, I feel like that's probably how, I don't say it'll always be. Like, I'll, like, always be thinking about these people. But it's like, at least for the time being, I stop making myself feel bad for the fact that sometimes I think about them. People are not inherently good or bad. So when I miss people who didn't treat me the best, or I miss something that wasn't really meant for me, I don't beat myself up over that no more, because it's just like, I love them. I love them to the best that I knew how to at that point in time. That realization into application period is definitely shrinking. And I'm loving that. It doesn't take me as long. I still make mistakes. I don't want y'all to think I don't ever make mistakes. That's not real. But I'm doing good and I'm moving how I want to move in every aspect. I would also say another thing that has changed is mindset. So I've shared this previously online. But I had a big life decision to make, and I was in a plane talking to God about it. I was like, if I knew I couldn't fail, what would I do? I made the decision, and I realized in retrospect, that's how I'm going to attack my life from here on out. Not going to lie. Fear keeps people so captive, and it has kept me captive, and I still be having to, you have to face your fears every day. I'm thinking how I want to live, how I want to move. I don't want fear influencing me to make decisions or not make decisions. That's how I treat everything. If I knew the perfect man for me, I'm not saying perfect, like tall, this skin tone, this amount of money. Those things matter. If I knew what I wanted was not out of the ordinary, that it is for me, how would I move? Would I put up with situations I know aren't for me? Would I deal with things? I'm just moving like that. So that makes me miss standing on business. I feel like I've been standing on business a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit. And I like that. I really like that. Analogy I saw, approaching things like if you had a fully stocked pantry and someone came to your house with a pizza and was like, do you want this pizza? And you're like, sure, I like pizza. Like, but you gotta let me walk in. You gotta let me come in with the pizza. Would you let them in? And approaching things not from a scarcity mindset of like, I have food. I really don't have to deal with your food if I don't want to deal with you. You don't have to put up with half-ass things if you literally already have the real thing. So I'm about to leave you all with a few takeaways. Buckle up. It'll be quick. Because I know y'all's attention span is shrinking day by day. Y'all, are we reading? If you're this far, you actually like me. So, like, gang, 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 gang. But anyways, for those pressing on who are just trying to give me a one-shot chance to keep them hooked, let's get into these takeaways.
Three takeaways. Ready? Takeaway number one that I've taken away from this. Is there so much more to life than romantic relationships? As I was telling you all, I've been in chronic relationship mode since 2022. There's just so much more to life. I am blessed. I have amazing family and friends, okay? My family, when I'm with them and we are having fun and everybody's being themselves, I am reminded, like, y'all really are my family. Like, y'all is cool. My family is so cool. Everybody loves my family. I'm cool because my family is cool, truth be told. I got so many amazing, dope women in my life. I look up to different reasons. But my family. I have familial relationships. I love my friends. I'm someone who does not play about their friends. And I have them. I have the love and support and mutual respect from them. It makes my heart warm. It really does. I'm so blessed. As I think of all this time I spent hyping up romantic relationships, when I have a relationship, I have people in my life who really love me, care for me, see me, my community, and I'm thankful for that. Everyone preaches about self-love. Self-love is important, but community. Nothing grows on its own. You know that saying, no man is an island? Yes, self-love, but who are you surrounded by? And so to that point, my community and my relationship with myself, I realized I like myself. I spent so much time wishing I could change this and that about myself. I was like, girl, I fuck with you. You're cool. Like, you is so cool, girl. Like, if no one thinks you cool, I think you're cool. In the club with my twin, we be, what? Okay. So I think I'm cool. I like myself. I'm good. I don't need someone to like me. I was telling my therapist, you know, because I've met men, girl. You think up. Anyways, this ain't even about that. But I met men and they'll be like, you so cool. I knew this. Duh. I know. I don't date for you to tell me something I already know, boo. Okay. But no, for real. I know I'm cool. I'm really cool. And I got a good heart, a good head, and a good spirit. Thank the Lord. So my life is so full. And when you realize that having a partner is not something guaranteed in this life,
the quicker you find fullness and wholeness in your life, you could really get to enjoying it. Because if a man comes, cool. If he doesn't, cool. Like, I'm good. And I'm forever be good. So, takeaway two kind of piggybacks off of takeaway one. I stopped viewing people as voids. When you don't really like yourself, sitting with yourself feels weird. So, I realized being alone felt weird. I'd much rather pour all my energy into another person and lose myself in them than sit with myself. And of course, when you realize that, you like. But then you realize that, you like, okay, let's get to know the kid. Like, I wanted to get to know myself more. And I switch. People now are not voids to me. I don't want to lose myself in them. And I don't want no one to lose themselves in me. I view life as a journey. In my journey, I have had companions along the way. They were just that. Companions for that little trip. For the little part of my life they was in. And then, au revoir. And I keep going with life. I feel like that takes a pressure away when it comes to actually start dating again and things like that. If I'm not looking for you to feel some part of me that I feel is missing. We're on this journey of life together. I always want God to be in the center of every relationship I have, friendship, relationship, like literally every relationship. Let's just enjoy this journey. Maybe we'll be together forever. Maybe we'll always have a place in each other's life. Maybe this is just for the time being. Who knows? I don't spend time thinking about that. My concern is my journey. The people that are supposed to stay will stay. I feed, water, and I nurture my relationships, of course. But what's for you is for you. The last and final takeaway. You have to be cognizant of the role you play in your own suffering. Right? You really do. Suffering, like, we literally cause our own suffering. I realized that when it comes to dating and relationships, people show me who they are. Right? They show me the signs. And even if they think they're covering up, I'm still seeing it for what it is. I cause my own suffering by staying in situations and dealing with things that just don't serve me. We don't have shared values. The base level trust, respect, that is all not even there. Why do you think something good would come from that? That doesn't even make logical sense. So I had to realize I play a role in my suffering. Yes, in relationships, but I also realized with emotions, sometimes there's things you don't want to do. Discipline is always not a fun thing to do. But when you get emotional about the things that you have to do, you're literally playing a role in your own suffering. If you know doing abs every night is going to help you in what you're doing, why do you keep getting emotionally attached to the fact that you have to do abs? You're creating suffering for no reason. So I think another thing that I've kind of been doing in this period of, like, not everything requires this dramatic, like, response to it. I don't have to keep playing this role of causing suffering. Your emotions, everything is energy. Your emotions, your creativity, time. That's all energy. Don't waste that. I had to realize the role I play in my goals not being achieved. The role I play in me continuing to make bad decisions. The role I play in the cycles that I was in. All of that, it's like I just became very aware of the responsibility I have in my own life. And that it is up to me to be a good steward of the life that God gave me. And that concludes the Dot Daughter podcast, season 1, episode 1. Listen to this when you want to text your ex. I really hope y'all can take away something from this. I think there's too many people giving advice online, and I don't want to categorize myself or even fall into that. What I really want to do is just share. And in my sharing, I hope you take away something, or at least you got a good laugh or feel seen. But this was fun. This was fun for me. I was over here the other day just laying down, and I had already, honestly, I had already recorded this episode, but I was like, I need to do it again. I need to talk to y'all like how I talk to my phone. This is something I care about, and I'm going to put my best foot forward. But it's also something that's real. I was doing some research, looking at people, and I was like, what do I want my edge to be, my creative edge? I want it to be rawness and real. It ain't always got to be so pretty and fake. I want it to be real. I want you to feel me. But yeah, y'all. This was episode one. I enjoy this. Thank you. You do not get time back. Thank you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. If you made it this far, really thank you. I hope you all have a great rest of your day. Kisses. See you next Wednesday. Mwah.